Now live.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Mordechai Plotzker, and I'm learning. So thanks to our good friend Jake Wyman in Denver, Colorado, as well as Arya Perlman on the East Coast in Staten Island, New York. Tonight's shiur has a new conference bridge number, and we'd like to thank everybody for joining us. And the reason for this new number is because we are now opening up calls internationally so that it's free of charge, in addition, of course, to domestic calls that are also free of charge. So welcome, one and all. the topic that we had discussed last week were the two goats that one was Mukdash LaHashem, sanctified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the second goat was sent LaHazazel out to the mountainside. And the one thing that we were unable to mention due to the time constraint was that at the moment that the second goat was removed or thrown off the cliff, LaHazazel, that is when the red string that was tied around this goat's neck, as well as the red string corresponding in the Beis HaMikdash, turned white. At that moment, the Torah tells us that all of the sins of the Jewish people were forgiven, because all of the Jewish people recognized the symbolic action of this procedure, which is done on Yom Kippur. Achrei Mos Kedoshim is the Torah portion for Yom Kippur Shacharis reading, as well as for Mincha reading. And so the reason being is that we now recognize that even the greatest of us that have accomplished great feats with regard to our accomplishments in Torah and mitzvot, we still nevertheless have room for improvement. And so this this white cloth that had once been red demonstrates that all of Klal Yisrael has now been forgiven for its sins, and we all strive, hopefully, to do better the next day. Tshuva is the theme of this week's parsha, and Kedoshim carries with it great mitzvos that hopefully we'll be talking about this evening. In corporate America, we normally adulate those who succeed in the elevator pitch, and that is a very concise presentation of an idea that covers all of its critical aspects and that's delivered in a few seconds. When I was walking to work one morning not too long ago, I got on the B-44 bus that was headed toward the Flatbush Junction. And for those of you familiar with the Flatbush Junction, it's a heavy commuter zone. And on the bus, I recognized someone, a familiar face from my neighborhood, and he recently remarked that he celebrated his 70th birthday. However, he felt that his notable milestone was bittersweet in the sense that he was now exempt from performing a special mitzvah, one that he had practiced his entire life, which was and is, or was, standing up for the elderly, the infirm, and pregnant women. And now he joined a group of individuals that he had spent his entire life honoring. And he told me that he never fully appreciated this mitzvah as his voice was drifting into the morning bustle of the B-44 approaching the junction and people getting off the bus. And it's frankly, to me, it was amazing. It's amazing how one impromptu meeting can impart an indelible lesson and one that served as the impetus for the following Dvar Torah. It may stay but talkum v'hadarta p'nei zokrein v'yareisa melakecha ani Hashem. That the Torah tells us in this week's parsha, we should rise in the presence of an old person, and you should honor the presence of an elder, and you should have fear of your God, I am Hashem. Rashi explains to us that one might perceive that this commandment, you should rise in the presence of an old person, applies even to a wicked and ignorant individual, one who is devoid of Torah knowledge. To teach us otherwise, Rashi tells us that the verse states the word zakin as in reference to an elder, and the Torah refers to Ein Zakin Elamisha Kana Chachma. An elder is one who has acquired Torah wisdom, and this is the source of the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamedes Amedes. So Rashi appears to learn the literal understanding or the pshat of this pasuk from Unklus, who states Min Kadam Desaba Daraisa Tikum, that one has to stand up for one who has acquired Torah knowledge, which is Chachma. And to strengthen Rashi's position that this pasuk is referring to one who has acquired Torah knowledge, the following Gemara, which is sourced to the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, He who has acquired Torah, what is he lacking? And he who has not acquired Torah, what has he acquired? But to demonstrate honor, continues Rashi, one must not sit in an elder's place, not correct his words, and not foolishly think that the presence of an old person can be ignored by closing one's eyes. To the contrary, the pasuk concludes, you shall have fear of your God. V'yireisem elokecha, ani Hashem. So now that we've understood Rashi, maybe we can take a little bit this concept a little bit deeper and see how other mafarshim line themselves up. So the Gra on this pasuk explains his agreement with Rashi, and he states that the above verse, which we just said, refers to one who serves Hashem. So when the Gra is really saying is something profoundly deep, which is the Vilna Gaon has explained to us that when you stand up in deference to an elderly person, you are also standing up for somebody who is closer to Kabbalah HaTorah, one generation closer to the receiving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. And as a result, you're showing deference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because, of course, we come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so this is another indirect way of also serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kli Yakar, however, explains that one should give greater honor to a Zakein, one who has acquired Torah, than to a Seva, simply an elderly individual.
Your voice just went down.
The what?
A little bit louder.
Okay. One who has, the Kli Yakar, I'll just go back to the Gra for a second. The Gra explains that one who serves or stands in the presence of an elderly person is equatable to somebody who is actually serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that elderly person is one generation closer to Kabbalah HaTorah and, of course, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kli Yakar explains that one should give greater honor to a Zakein who has acquired Torah than to a Seva, an elderly individual who reached an advanced age of 70 years. Further, the Kli Yakar brings down Mora Rabbah Kemora Shemayim. The fear of one's rabbinical leaders is akin to fear of Hashem. As Chazal explained, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, that you should fear Hashem your God, L'rabos Tamidei Chachamim, to include the fear that one should demonstrate toward the rabbinical establishment. So therefore, since the Zakein, irrespective of his age, acquired Torah knowledge, he is compared to a 70-year-old, a Seva, and according to the Kli Yakar, deserving of that kavod. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachya disagree with Rashi. And when looking through these mafarshim, Jake, are we still there? Okay, well, I'm hoping that we have everybody. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachya disagree with Rashi and opine that one must show honor and respect to any seva, irrespective of his degree of Torah knowledge. This opinion may support the Ibn Ezra, who learns that one must demonstrate kavod to an elderly individual not because of his Torah accomplishment, but rather because an aged person is closer to Misa, he's closer to death. Perhaps this is the reasoning that has a profound or deeper meaning that may involve the inherent blessing of reaching a ripe old age. The most interesting of these commentaries, I have to suggest, is the Rambam. The Rambam states that one must not only stand up for an individual who is advanced and aged, but he has to demonstrate the proper kavod even if he is not a chacham, and even if he is a non-Jew. So this is definitely different than everything that we've heard so far. And this is the opinion of the Rambam. And the Rambam continues that since one must initiate kavod when the seva or the zakein are found within four amos, which is the immediate vicinity, the seva and the zakein should be conscious of this, and they should make an effort not to trouble others by walking toward people in order that they should stand up for them. The Balaturim also differs with Rashi and observes that since the following verse states that if a convert dwells among you in your land, you should not harass him. For an elderly person to approach you, even one devoid of Torah knowledge, you should provide him with dignity and respect. So over here so far, we've learned the Ramban, we've learned the Rabbeinu Bachya, we took a look at the Rambam, we looked at the Balaturim, and the Gra, and the Kli Yakar, Rashi, and And now I'd like to try to close out with a Derech Remez. That the Derech Remez, which is allegorically speaking, one who shows honor and respect to Seva and a Zakein may earn the schus of not having to experience physical disabilities that are common to occur with advanced age. And secondly, since the Gemara states that when a tzaddik leaves this world, Avram is praised with the following message: praise be to you, Avram Avinu, for this righteous individual was born from your loins, meaning that he followed your example, he observed your mitzvos, and advancing this thought, our verse concludes, and you should have fear of the Yareisa, Me'elokecha Ani Hashem, which refers to both Midas Adin as well as Midas Harachamim. On a deeper level of understanding, there's a what we call a sod, and that's brought down by the Zohar Kadosh, that when we show honor to a Seva, to a Zakein, it's equivalent to showing honor to the Torah Sheba'al Peh and Torah Sheba'al Ksav. And Rabbeinu Bachya learns that also Vardata Pnei Zakein is a reference to Torah scholarship. In closing, I just wanted to share that my father would often say that the following homiletic parable concerning two rabbis that frequented the local Beis Medrash. And upon entering the yeshiva, one rabbi commented to his counterpart, he said, you know, there are Sheva Meos Talmidim learning here. There are 700 students learning here. And the other rabbi counted and said, no, there are Arba Meos, 400 Talmidim learning here. And the Talmidim who were listening to these two rabbis debate this, they found it odd that two distinguished people, personalities, would debate such a trivial manner. Because after all, they could just simply count the students. But indeed, my father would explain to me that they were not fighting. Rather, they were marveling and enjoying the Kol Torah, saying that the room is filled, Sava, the room is filled with Talmidim. And the other rabbi counted and said, no, there are Harba Meos, there are many, many Talmidim here. So I give everyone the bracha that we should be Zocha, that you should be Zocha, the Sava, which is a life that's filled with Harba, which is many mitzvos and masim tovim, which is, after all, the cornerstone of Zikna, Ein Zikna Ela Misha Kana Chachma, one who has acquired Torah wisdom, similar to that notable elderly man that I met on the B-44 bus a short time ago. And special thanks again to Jake Wyman in Denver, Colorado. Share updates, please text Jake at 917-626-8306, as well as Aryeh Perlman. Special thanks to Aryeh in Staten Island, New York, and our friends on the East Coast, West Coast, as well as our friends joining us in Eretz Yisrael and in the United Kingdom. We wish everyone Hatzlacha and Bracha and learning, and welcome everyone back tomorrow evening where we continue this discussion of Achrei Mos Kedoshim. This is Mordechai Plaska in Brooklyn, New York. Have a great night.